Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Minutes past 8 o'clock, it's Friday morning on KSJE, February the 5th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin, and thank you for tuning in this morning on 90.9 FM here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM across the state line in Durango, Colorado, and we welcome our internet listeners who are listening to KSJE from KSJE.com or on their smart speaker. Welcome, everybody. We're glad that you are with us. Also, welcome aboard to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page and our Twitter account, and it'll be on our KSJE YouTube channel very, very shortly. A busy Friday in store, so we're glad that you're here, because coming up in the next few moments, we're going to be telling you about a special concert that's going on in New Mexico, a virtual concert, of course, which will benefit local food banks and food pantries all across our state. I'll be talking with folks from the Echo Food Bank here in Farmington in San Juan County, the Community Pantry in Gallup, New Mexico, and also performer Delbert Anderson will be joining us as well to talk about this special Food for Love concert, which is coming up in the next week or so on February the 13th. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up in the next few moments. Then later on this hour, about 8:30 this morning, we'll be checking in with Jill Bishop. She is the director of the San Juan College Student Career and Employment Office. They are having a big job and internship fair coming up soon. We'll talk about that. It is another virtual event that is open to students of San Juan College, of course, alumni, and also community members. So important news about jobs in the area. It's coming up this morning, 8:30 on KSJE. Mick Hess will step in at 9:06, roving with the arts, of course. On Fridays, Mick likes to play some Broadway music for us, and today is no different. We'll be hearing tunes from A Chorus Line coming up this morning on Roving with the Arts at 9:06 on KSJE. And, of course, don't forget at 12:30, it's our storytelling program, Cuentos, Hana, and Tales, produced in cooperation with our friends over at the Farmington Public Library. You'll hear that today at 12:30 on KSJE. We invite you to connect with us on all forms of social media as well, in addition to our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, our two Twitter accounts. You can also find us on Instagram at KSJE 90.9 FM. Let's talk about the weather forecast, shall we, today? It's going to be mostly sunny across the region today with a high of 46 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 25. It'll be sunny again tomorrow with a high of 47 degrees. Clear Saturday night with a low of 22. And partly sunny skies, but a bit warmer on Sunday. The high 52, 55 by Monday, and 56 with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Looking way down the road, maybe another chance of rain showers or even snow flurries by the end of next week. But we'll see if they develop or not. We always tell you that visual radio can take you places. How about Canada this morning, where there is a little few flurries in the air around Calgary, Alberta, Canada, where the current temperature, I'm not making this up, 5 degrees, with snow in the forecast for today. And the forecast says it's going to be a high of 9 today in Calgary after an overnight low of -8. Bundle up. Joining me this morning to talk about a special concert that is coming up to benefit food banks and food pantries in New Mexico. Joining me remotely this morning, Annette Pinckney is here from the Echo Food Bank here in Farmington. Alice Perez is the executive director of the Community Pantry in Gallup, New Mexico. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here. And joining me here in the studio is the very talented Delbert Anderson with the Delbert Anderson Trio. And Delbert, it's good to have you here as well. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. Great to have you with us as well. And so let's start by talking to the folks from the food pantries a little bit about the need for donations and food these days and what you're seeing in your communities. Nanette, can we start with you and just tell me a little bit about how the Echo Food Bank is doing these days here in San Juan County?
Sure. Great. So obviously, over this past year, there's been a great need for food, great opportunities to create some new partnerships with the Navajo Nation to expand food to them as well. And I think what will really drive it home, Scott, is that if we look at what we did in food in 2019, it was just a little over 2 million pounds of food. And for 2020, it was 3.2 million pounds of food. So that is a 41% increase for us just here in San Juan County. So I think that really speaks volumes to what the need has been over the past year. And we don't feel like we're in a recovery period yet as far as helping people with what they need. It's still going on, still lots of people coming through the food bank, still having chapter houses on the Navajo community reach out to us for more partnerships and how they can access food. So we still got a lot of work to do.
Indeed. Thank you. And Alice, let me turn to you and ask you kind of the same question of how are things looking in the Gallup area these days?
Well, here in the Gallup area where we service 78% of our clientele who is Native American. So we service all of McKinley County and all of Cibola County. Like Nanette and Farmington, our numbers have gone up tremendously too. We've hit almost 5 million pounds for the year of 2020, which increased our food outtake of approximately 52%. So a little over 50% of our food went out over 2019, okay? And another thing that we're seeing is with private businesses, the entrepreneurship businesses being closed down for so long, over half of our population is now unemployed, and one in three children face food insecurity, and one in five adults face food insecurity. And we worry tremendously about our seniors who were already in a position where they were making decisions between whether they should purchase food or purchase their medication. And we don't want to see any senior in that, but it's even greater than it was in 2019. And like Nanette said, we don't see it going away anytime real soon because the recovery process is going to take a whole lot longer than it took us to get into this situation.
Right. And even before 2020 and before COVID, I would say the need in both of these communities has been pretty great as well, right? Even without a pandemic, yeah. For heaven's sakes.
Well, right now, McKinley County is number one in not food insecurity, but the whole state is. We're 49th in the nation, but McKinley County is number one in the state.
Got you. Nanette, how does San Juan County fare? Do you know?
I actually don't have that information with me at my fingertips, but I do know that, as Alice mentioned, a huge percentage of their demographic is the Native American. And I know we went from around 50% to over 60% just this year, and that's going to be a result of the initiatives that we took to really get the food access out to the Navajo Nation. One of the things that was really our goal is that we didn't want to do this just during an emergency situation, but to make it ongoing. Okay. So we partnered with several of the chapter houses to become agencies of the food bank so that they receive commodities on a monthly basis. So at this point for 2020, about one third of our total pounds was actually distributed to the Navajo Nation. So that's a little over 1 million pounds of food that went out to them.
Wow. Very interesting. Well, and so to meet this need, and the reason that we're all here together this morning is to talk about an event that's coming up, kind of a benefit concert to help all of the food banks throughout New Mexico. We're talking about the ones here in the northwest corner of the state, but certainly the need is great everywhere. And so you're all kind of banding together and bringing in some great entertainers like Delbert Anderson and the Delbert Anderson Trio, who we'll hear from in just a moment, to talk about and raise money for all the food banks. And so it's going to be happening on February 13th. And so talk to me a little bit about this event, both of you. You're hoping to be a big fundraiser, right, for the food banks?
Most definitely, Scott. It's going to be great. We've got, as you mentioned, Delbert. We've got Chevelle Shepherd, another Farmington local. Got a really great lineup. And this benefit is going to help all five of the food banks in New Mexico. And there are only five food banks, and we partner with over 500 agencies to help spread our mission to end hunger here in the state of New Mexico. So it's going to be such a benefit. It helps and hits all 33 counties, including, again, the tribal areas and the pueblos. And there has just been such a great response from the entertainers that you see. The list keeps growing. So we're very thankful for the initiatives of Joe Harvey Allen and Terry Allen, who started this, and the New Mexico Association of Food Banks Executive Director, Sherry, and Max Strickmatter with Roadrunner Food Bank. They've been very instrumental in really pushing this forward as well. So we're very thankful, and we're ready. We're ready to see what happens.
All right, very exciting. Let me bring Delbert Anderson into the conversation here. And, of course, the Delbert Anderson Trio and DADAT, which is also a group that he's involved with. Delbert, again, welcome, and thank you for being here with me to talk about your involvement with this. And so how about giving us an idea of how you guys got involved?
Well, we're very great friends with Neil Copperman, who is in charge of AMP Concerts New Mexico, and he's actually been involved with setting up the lineup and reaching out to some of these artists to see if they would like to be a part of this, such a great cause. And so they were looking for some local New Mexico artists, and we were the first one to pop on his head and in his mind. And, we immediately accepted because the list was just so amazing. Just a little bit of the artists and what type of artists we're dealing with here. It's definitely stars and rock stars and all of the above. Food for Love is, like you said, it's going to be a virtual concert, and it features over 60 artists and special guests. Guys like Jackson Brown, Lyle Lovett, David Byrne, The Chicks, Steve Earle, Rodney Crowell, and the list goes on. And
you.
Yes.
That's what I mean. You're on that list.
And
that's really cool. And Chevelle Shepherd and all these big stars that we are familiar with. So I think that's awesome.
Very. And we're just really super excited. And it really hits home to myself because, being a Diné from the Diné culture, and I have family that live, very deep in the reservation areas that are in New Mexico. So I think people don't realize some of these agencies that distribute, they actually go, drive 5 miles, 7 miles into, dirt road to reach these houses. So it's very important, and people are so much in need. So I really support this cause. It hits home, definitely.
Very much so. And so back to our food bank guests this morning, Nanette and Alice Perez. Alice, I mean, what does this mean by being able to join together with some of these musical stars from around the nation to be able to raise money for the food banks all across our state? I imagine the need that you both described earlier is very similar no matter what corner of the state you're in.
This is correct. I'm really excited. I think this is such a cool opportunity for everyone to go to a concert from their living room,
right.
And it's going to be really cool. And it's going to help us because the cost of food has just skyrocketed. And what we normally pay for the food that we distribute and everything else has just tremendously gone up. And our state is not the only state vying for this food. It's nationwide. And so that's part of what drives the cost up. And so by all of these people coming together and joining in one effort to benefit the state of New Mexico and its people is just so appreciated and so gratifying. I'm just really excited about the whole thing.
Very good. Nanette Pinckney from the Echo Food Bank. Let me ask you kind of the same question about being able to see all these stars getting together for a common cause, which is to help feed our fellow New Mexicans.
Yeah, no, definitely is so creative and so innovative and such a huge benefit to the five food banks. It's a great lineup. And, you know, as far as how it's going to benefit the food banks, I mean, I just have to echo what Alice said. The increase in food cost has gone up. So donations that we receive do not stretch as far as they used to. So just the fact that these entertainers have the compassion and the desire and the drive to really push this home and help out the state of New Mexico is just tremendous. And we just can't thank them enough.
Very true. Well, the list is impressive, I must say, when you take a look at all the names. And for our video audiences, we're displaying the list of entertainers that are on the docket for this concert. And it keeps growing, as we have said. So more could be added between now and February 13th. And then the nitty-gritty details that I want to make sure we mention this morning before we run out of time is just how folks can get involved. And so the details would be at the foodforlove.org website, but how can folks get involved and see this great concert?
You can go to foodforlove.org or any of their social media, which I believe their tag is at foodforlovenm, New Mexico. And also, they'll be streaming on YouTube. And the concert, virtual concert, will start 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, February 13.
Thank you, on the 13th. And so there's some special guests as well that is being listed here, like, people like Ally McGraw, George R.R. Martin, former Governor Bill Richardson, current Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, Hampton Sides, and Joe Harvey Allen. So, again, thanks to all those folks for putting their names to this event as well.
Yes, and I'd also like to mention a recent sponsorship, a matching sponsorship that will be matching up to $25,000, Thornburg Investment Management and also Thornburg Foundation. So together, they're willing to match up to $50,000 with the potential of, you know, overall reaching $100,000. And if you read sort of the food bank description, $1 actually helps provide 4 nutritious meals. So,
right. Yeah. So every dollar really does get stretched a lot, and 100% of the money that's raised during this event are going directly to feed the hungry. They've gotten rid of all the overhead costs, so that's good to know as well. And to our food bank guests this morning, Nanette Pinckney and I know Alice Perez, both of you and your organizations know how to make the most with the dollars that you receive. You're able to buy in bulk and really stretch those donations that you do get in cash, correct?
Yes. And with that being said, can I just make one statement?
Of course.
If you or anybody out there that you know of is in need of anything as far as food goes, please have them get a hold of their local food bank, because we're here to help everyone.
That's a great point. Thank you very much. And Nanette Pinckney, let me turn to you. And would you give the details on how folks can get a hold of you at the Echo Food Bank if they are in need of a food in San Juan County in the Northwest corner of New Mexico?
Sure. So we do a drive-through food distribution Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's at 401 South Commercial here in Farmington. Can always, if you have questions, just give us a call, and that phone number is 505-326-3770.
All right. Thank you very much. Alice Perez, same question to you. The contact information for the community pantry in the McKinley County area.
We are located at 1130 East Hassler Valley Road in Gallup, New Mexico, and our website is www.thecommunitypantry.org, and our telephone number is area code 505-726-8068, and we do distribution Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and then we do our mobile distributions on Mondays and Fridays.
All right. Very good. Well, I can't thank you all enough for joining me this morning. Nanette Pinckney from the Echo Food Bank, thank you. Alice Perez from the Community Pantry in Gallup, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Delbert.
Thank you. Yes, and Delbert Anderson with your dad and Delbert Anderson Trio, thank you for coming into the studio. Delbert, great
thank
to see you.
so much.
Thank you very much. My guest this morning on KSJE, don't forget, of course, it is foodforlove.org, the benefit concert for all of the food pantries in New Mexico, coming up on February the 13th. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work, Four Corners Program. The program is accepting applications for the Advanced Standing MSW program starting this summer 2021. Students with a bachelor's degree in social work are eligible for the one-year program. Complete an application by January 15, 2021, and the application fee is waived. Stipends in child welfare and opioid workforce expansion and Native American tuition support to eligible students are available. Find out more from Janelle.Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or at du.edu. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.